white shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
All right, verse 4, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me. It's Jeremiah speaking. The word of the Lord came to me and said, before I formed you, I knew you. So before I formed you, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you, which means I set you apart. You were special to me. I set you apart, and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now, this is before he was born. He was set apart by God and ordained a prophet to the nations, not just the nation of Israel, but to the nations, plural. So how does that work? How did God do that? God foreknew Jeremiah's response to him in life. God knew that in Jeremiah's life, at some point, he would respond to God and he would be a man who would respond to God. And so God foreknew. How do we know that? Romans 8:29 tells us that. Whom I did foreknow, and what did he foreknow? Well, he foresaw their conversion. Said, whom I did foreknow. If he was looking across you guys this morning, he would look out and say, I foreknew you, which means I foresaw the day you received me as your Savior. I saw that day in your future. I have that. I am omniscient, as we heard about in our Bible classes on Wednesday nights, our Bible school. I am omniscient, an attribute of God. I see the past, present, future. I see it all. It's all right before me, all at the same time. I don't look up into the future and back into the past. I see it all at once. And I knew the day you would be converted. I saw the day in the future that you would respond to me. And so I foreknew. And because I foreknew, then I went ahead and I predestinated. Those whom God foreknows, he predestinates. Now, if God looked at a person and saw in their future that they would reject him, and then to be given another opportunity and reject him, and another opportunity and reject him, and then they would be given more opportunities and reject and reject and reject, then he would not predestine. There's nothing to predestine means make a plan for their life. There's no, he's got nothing to plan for, because all he sees in their future is rejection after rejection. So he's not planning anything for them. But the believer has a plan. Predestination means a plan. He pre-plans a certain destiny, a certain place you'll be, and he has a plan for that. He planned for you to be here this morning. Many, many years ago, you were predestined to be here on this morning because God foreknew your responses to him. Not just the salvation, but responses. Some of you came because of radio. Some of you came because somebody invited you. He foresaw that. The day you were invited, the day you heard the radio program, and he foresaw your response to that. And so he pre-planned that you would be here. So 8:29 of Romans, he whom he did foreknow, which means to foresee their conversions and see their responses. He also did predestinate, which means plan their life. God's plan for your life is personal. God's plan is individual. And God's plan is God's will for your life. And it is unfolded, made known to you as you walk with Him by faith. Along the road, God unfolds His plan for your life. You don't see the whole plan right away. You don't, the day after you receive Christ as your Savior, He didn't open the doors and show you everything that was going to happen to you because you would run. He didn't do that. He unfolded the plan for your life as you took those steps and continued to walk with Him. The plan was unfolded. A lot of blessings in there, a lot of trials in there, a lot of difficulties, a lot of good things, a lot of bad things. But everything has its purpose, everything has its place, and God pre-planned. Which is why we learn as Christians not to complain so much about things. Because we know God's in charge, and this is part of His plan. We count it all joy as we heard the song. When we go into various trials, tribulations, all that stuff, we're not just griping and murmuring, complaining, because woe is me, all this tragedy's happening to me. We know that there's a plan. There is a plan. God's behind it. God's allowing it. And God wants us to be faithful to Him through it. Give Him the glory and praise Him through it, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how much we don't like it. It's a plan. The more we walk in the plan of God, the more that plan is revealed to us. Each time we walk in the plan, a new step of faith is taken. We walk by faith. We take steps of faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. We take steps of faith, and those faith steps maybe take us not in any particular location, but maybe it's just a step of faith into a new attitude. Maybe I've gone through trials for the past 20 years and done nothing but vent and complain about them. I'm taking a new step of faith. I'm going to shut up and trust God. That's a step of faith. I'm going to put it in His hands. That's a step of faith. I've been just fretting over my children for years. I'm going to have a heart attack worried about them. I'm going to put it in God's hands and leave it there. I'm taking a new step of faith. All of this are things that God brings into our life for us to take the step of faith following along in His plan. It's quite a program He has us in. And as we said earlier, as we're walking in His plan, we're also very much minded of the Great Commission. That's why we're here on earth. Of reaching people with the gospel, evangelizing, and then discipling. And if we can help them in logistical things and physical things, and you know, then that as well. We're here for people. Matthew 25, whatever you do to the least of these, you're doing it to me, Jesus said. We're here for people. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for people. We're going to be glorified. Yourself's going to be well taken care of. One day you're going to go into heaven and you'll be glorified. You're going to glow, baby. And you will be taken care of. Yourself will be well compensated in eternity. Maybe even a little here. But you'll be well compensated there for everything you do here. So here we live for people. It's all about people. So take your step of faith, move forward in the plan of God. And that's a beautiful thing to see people do that. They take the step of faith, they move forward in the plan of God. They take a step of faith, and they begin to do things they never did before. And then when they do that, down the road, another step of faith is there for them to take. And another step, and the plan of God begins to unfold. Some people balk or halt at the step of faith. They don't want to take that step. Maybe the step is to forgive somebody that's been unforgivable in your life. Maybe the step is to love somebody that you've had difficulty loving for years because they're so unlovable. You make a choice. I'm going to love that person by faith because I've got God in me, and God is love. So I am going to practice loving that person. And for years I can't stand them. So steps of faith come in all different varieties. But all of it leads to a road that we're on called the plan of God. So here in this verse, God tells Jeremiah that he knew him throughout his entire life before he even lived his life. He said, before you were formed, I knew you. When God says, I know you, I know you. There's nothing about you I didn't know. You may not do it for 50, 60 more years, but I know it before you even thought about doing it. I know it. God knew him throughout his entire life, even before he began to live his life. And it says God formed him, which means Jeremiah is exactly the way God intended him to be. He formed him. And there were times Jeremiah didn't like himself. Jeremiah hated himself. It's kind of a trait among men and women of God in the Bible. Numbers of them wanted to kill themselves. Remember, Jonah wanted to die. Job didn't want to live. Different ones did. Elijah. They didn't like themselves very much. They weren't happy with the way God formed them. Paul knew he was a smart guy, but he didn't have much of a speaking voice. He wasn't smooth like Apollos was. When it came to speaking, Apollos was much more dynamic than Paul, but Paul knew what he was talking about. Jeremiah hated himself. Jeremiah 20, you can read it later. Jeremiah 20, 14 through 18. He wanted the person who congratulated his mother on having a baby to be cursed for life. So much he hated himself. He despised himself. He went through things and he got self-introspective. He started getting self-conscious. Decided he hates himself. He wishes he was different. Wished that he was more dynamic, better at what he did than what he was capable of. God formed him. God knew him. God set him apart and said, I'm going to use you for something. I know what you're like. I know your weaknesses. I know what you're capable of, what you're not capable of. That has nothing to do with my calling. Because whom I call, I equip. I'll take care of what you need to do and say. Jeremiah said this in verse 6, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I'm just a kid. I'm youth. Nobody's going to listen to me. I'm too young. People want to hear somebody with gray hair and a gray beard that's been around for many, many years, that's wise, eloquent in their speech. They don't want to listen to some kid. They're not going to listen to me.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Port St. Lucie First Church of the Nazarene is a church on the move. Sunday services are at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wednesday evening Bible study and prayer.